In this bulletin, Donald Trump renews attacks on four Democrat congresswomen, Victorian taxpayers to help fund repairs to buildings with combustible cladding, and the NRL to get its first female referee. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump has renewed his attacks on a group of Democratic congresswomen a day after asking them to go back and fix the countries from which they came. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump asked the congresswomen to apologise to the US and Israel for what he claims is the foul language they've used and accused them of spewing racist hatred. While he hasn't named the four, he's believed to be referring to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley and Rashida Tlaib. Only Miss Omar, whose family left Somalia as refugees, was born outside the United States. But during a press conference, and to applause from an invited crowd, Mr. Trump repeated his suggestion.
If you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says President Trump is in breach of the oath of office where he swore to uphold American values.
For this reason, precisely, that we have to take action when a president is openly violating the oath he took to the Constitution of the United States and the core values we aspire to.
Taxpayers in Victoria will help to fund major rectification work on buildings with flammable cladding. More than 2,200 buildings were checked and 500 were found to be the most dangerous category because of the presence of combustible cladding. The Victorian government has announced a $600 million package to fix hundreds of buildings and is hoping the Commonwealth will meet half of the cost. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's an international problem and other jurisdictions in Australia face similar challenges.
We are clear that a number of other states who face similar challenges to us have been waiting to see what Victoria does, and who knows what their response to our recommendations and our action will be. But we think that this is a national issue. It's an international issue. And to that end, I've written to the Prime Minister today. Richard has written to his counterpart as well, seeking a partnership and asking that this matter be put on the COAG agenda for the next meeting in August.
Australian researchers have helped identify eight genes which are linked to the development of the eating disorder anorexia nervosa. The Australian scientists are part of an international body that has shown the origins of anorexia are both metabolic and psychiatric. Anorexia is an eating disorder that sees people try to lose as much weight as possible by starving themselves and exercising excessively. People with the eating disorder have a distorted body image, which sees them think they are fat even when they are dangerously underweight. Professor Nicholas Martin from QIMR Berghofer says identifying the first eight genes linked to anorexia could help pharmaceutical companies develop drugs to treat the disorder. And people seeking support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Belinda Sharp will become the NRL's first female referee in Australia when she officiates the match between Canterbury and Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium on Thursday. Sharp's appointment is a breakthrough in rugby league, which has never had a woman referee in 111 years of the professional game. The former journalist and marketer began refereeing Queensland Cup matches in 2015 and handled a Broncos trial match in February this year. She says her gender is irrelevant as players just want a referee who is capable of doing the job. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 21. There are showers in Adelaide, 15. A light shower or two for Melbourne, also 15. Showers are clearing in Hobart, 14. Much the same for Canberra, 14 degrees. Fine weather for Wollongong, 19. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, 20 degrees. The sun continues in Brisbane, 22. It's partly cloudy in Cairns today, 24. And it's mostly sunny in Darwin. It's 31 degrees there. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.